Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's lead story is the first human injection of an epigenetic reprogramming therapy, a genuine milestone that moves cellular rejuvenation from theory to clinical reality. David Sinclair's simultaneous XPRIZE announcement confirms the field is accelerating fast, while a new study finds GLP-1 receptor agonists cut dementia and Alzheimer's risk more effectively than metformin. Fight Aging surfaces compelling genetic evidence that PI1 inhibitors could be a serious longevity drug, and new preclinical data raises underappreciated questions about what happens to cellular aging after GLP-1 treatment ends. From the research desk, the headline, History Made, First Epigenetic Reprogramming Therapy Injected into a Living Human. According to Business Insider, for the first time, a therapy designed to use epigenetic reprogramming, resetting gene expression patterns in aging cells to make them act younger, has been injected into a living human. This is the one to read today. Continuous low-dose rapamycin favorably reshapes immune aging in mice. From Fight Aging. A new mouse study finds that when rapamycin is delivered continuously through the diet, rather than the weekly pulse dose common among human longevity users, it significantly alters aging immune dynamics, reducing chronic inflammation and partially reversing hallmarks of immunosenescence. People born with this rare mutation live 7 years longer, and a drug is in development. From Fight Aging. Rare individuals who carry a loss-of-function mutation in PI1 live up to 7 years longer than their peers, and researchers have linked this advantage to reduced cellular senescence, making PI1 inhibition one of the more biologically credible longevity targets in drug development. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection, GLP-1 receptor agonists beat metformin at protecting the brain against dementia. From HCP Live. A new observational study finds that GLP-1 receptor agonists, the drug class behind semaglutide and tirzepatide, reduce overall dementia risk more effectively than metformin in people with type 2 diabetes, with particularly strong protection against Alzheimer's disease and non-vascular dementias. In supplement news, Urolithin A restores cellular power networks through a newly mapped mitophagy pathway. From Current Neuropharmacology, a new study in Current Neuropharmacology identifies the specific calcium-dependent mechanism through which Urolithin A, a compound derived from pomegranates and increasingly popular as a longevity supplement, triggers mitophagy and restores coordination between mitochondria, the endoplasmic reticulum, and lysosomes in aging cells. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.